This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 345 for Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market turned lower Wednesday morning after having moved higher in earlier activity. Canola down one to over $2, May down $2.30 at $637 per ton. Gains in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, had initially provided support, as did a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, down nearly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. However, losses in Chicago soybeans pressured values, with soy oil also turning lower. That caused the Canadian oilseed to move off its overnight highs. However, support is still holding to the downside, with canola in a sideways trading range. In the U.S., soybeans were lower while corn and wheat were both higher. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's monthly USDA supply-demand report was behind some of the activity. U.S. weather forecasts are mixed, with dryness in the central plains and more moisture in the forecasts for the eastern growing regions. Soybeans, pressured by the advancing South American harvest as more Brazilian beans move into export channels. The May contract down 8 cents at $11.66 per bushel. Any adjustments to South American production numbers will be followed closely in tomorrow's report, with the USDA consistently calling for a larger Brazilian crop than other forecasters. U.S. ending stocks are expected to be revised slightly higher, while world stocks could tighten. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 254,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. That provided some support. Corn futures are higher, moving up 2 cents in the May contract at $4.33 per bushel. Tightening world and U.S. corn stocks are expected tomorrow, with both Argentina and Brazil likely to see cuts to their production numbers. Wheat, it is higher across the board, seeing a correction after yesterday's declines. Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents in the May contract at $6.61 per bushel. Kansas City 15 cents higher in May at $5.92 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 4 cents in the May contract at $5.62 per bushel. Weather concerns in some U.S. winter wheat growing regions were supportive, although recent rumors that China may be canceling more previously announced business did pressure values. Average trade guesses call for increases in both U.S. and world wheat stocks in tomorrow's report. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 10th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.